Y'all gonna have to transition now. I ain't wearing no pajamas, and you gotta focus now. My mom broke and entered into my home. I'm not pressing charges, because it's Mother's Day. Amen. Well, we're gonna take the Lord's Supper in a little while. And so I wanted to share a couple passages with you to kind of reorient ourselves, focusing on Jesus, who he is, some of the things he taught, some of the things he modeled that I feel like are important. And some of us have heard these concepts many times, but I think when we come in settings like this, we need to remind ourselves of some of the things that Jesus really believed in strongly. And I'm going to share something today that I really believe Jesus not only kind of taught about, but he kind of kept showing it to people. This is what it looks like. And so I hope that we can focus in that respect here. I'm going to start in Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3, if you have a Bible, feel free to join along. In verse 20, I'll start. It says, "Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. And when his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, 'He is out of his mind.'" And then we jump down. He teaches a little bit, and we're going to jump down to verse 30, 31. And then it says, "Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, 'Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you.' 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him, and he said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.'" This is a serious passage right here. And I think we can hear that the church needs to be a family. And we can hear those things, but sometimes we forget the theological basis of these things. And Jesus absolutely is radically redefining what it means to be family if you're his follower. You cannot get a more straightforward expression of how Jesus feels about those that choose willingly to follow him, and how he feels about them, and the depth of the relationship that he wants and invites others into. It is familial. It is deeper than even blood, which in a culture like this, whoo, that was saying something. I love our country. It's got a lot of great strengths, right? I mean, my goodness, I'm not trying to move anywhere else. I love it here. But I think we can also be honest. We might not have the same familial ties that connected as in the cultural time when Jesus said these words. Family meant a lot of things, but it was deep. And to sever those ties or to change anything, what it meant to be family was major. And Jesus was saying right here in this moment, "I know Mary, she's a wonderful, she gave me birth. I love Mary, that's my mama, I love her. I love my family. I'm not saying I don't love my family. But I need you to understand the nature of what it means to be one of my followers. I'm not calling you to church attendance. I'm not calling you to go to an event every now and then and say you belong somewhere. I'm calling you to family." And I think Jesus reminds us, teaches us what it looks like to be family in his church. And you know, sometimes even from your own family, you can get a little challenged. They thought he was out of his mind. Jesus is at the potluck and didn't even get no chicken. He didn't even eat. That man is crazy. And all his followers. Not even doing the basic necessities of life. He's obviously gone overboard in his religious faith. He's taking it a little too far. We need to kind of, let's bring him back in. He needs to be reminded who his mama is and who his family really is. He's lost his mind. He's out of his mind. That's what they felt. But what is the basis of that? Because Jesus is expressing a depth of relationship with these people that really weren't his family. And I believe that's exactly what we're called to do right here at the North River Church of Christ. Is to have such a deep level of commitment to one another that maybe some people, even in your own blood family or people that you work with, might go, man, y'all are hardcore. I don't think we need to back down from that. We need to lean into it. Because this is Jesus's way. This is the way to follow Jesus. I got another passage I want to share with you, and I think you probably know where I'm going. In John's Gospel, John chapter 19. And the setting here is Jesus has already been nailed to the cross. Real nails, steel nails, right? Hard nails, whatever. Just going right through his body onto that wood. And he's hanging on the cross, barely able to breathe. In John chapter 19, verse 23, it says, when the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. Let's not tear it, they said to one another. Let's decide by lot who will get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, that said, they divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. So this is what the soldiers did. You know, as I was reading it this time around, we've all read this a lot of times. I guess for this time around, I was just like, why is John talking so much about clothes? I get the scripture he's trying to say was fulfilled, but he didn't really have to go into all that detail. It's a seamless woven this way or the other. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of detail. And then I just started thinking about Jesus and clothes. And I was thinking about when he was born, they talk about the cloth, right? He was wrapped in cloths. That was like when he came into the world. And now he's leaving the world, and there's more clothes that are talking about. And then I thought about, what other kind of parallels? And I was thinking about an angel came to visit Mary. And then I thought about Jesus saying, I could call down thousands of angels. But he didn't, to save himself. And then I thought about how he had to flee because of his birth, his family, you know, his family, not only did they have to go for the census, but then they had to flee afterwards. And then I'm thinking Jesus died outside the city gate, you know. They took him away, let him out. And I thought about where he was. He was in a wooden trough, basically, when he came into the world, and then he leaves the world hanging on a cross. Well, then I thought, wow, but who was there when he was born? Mary was there and Joseph. And who's there when he dies? Mary's still there. Mama's still there. As we learn in verse 25, that near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here's your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus wasn't just talking platitudes about being family. Who are my mother and my brothers and sisters? He wasn't just preaching a message. He genuinely believed this is the nature of what it means to be in his family, to be a follower of his. In that moment, to tell his mother, whom he knew was grieving beyond compare, to take care of her needs, not thinking about his own, yes, but also notice the nature of the relationship. Woman, here is your son. He could have said a lot of things in that moment. But he said, this is the type of relationship I want you to have. Don't you know Mary? I don't want John. I mean, I love him. He's a nice guy, but I want you, Jesus. You're my son. No, woman. That's how you treat him, like a son. And then to John, man, I got to add a new room to my house. Like, this is a little, wow, this is a new person I got to deal with. Yeah, John, because this is your mother. This is the way it is. This is how we relate to one another. Man, I think I just hugged, one of the sisters, in the fellowship break. Saw Tawina. And I remember Pam Whitney just taking her under the wing, man, just loving up on Tawina. Just being a mom, like for real. And I even think about, in my family, you got people like Sylvia and Paula just hanging out, my kids hanging out, having coffees and stuff over there. Not just like a couple times, but all the time. And I'm just, what is that? Where does that come from? And you all can say, people like Ann and Terry Vines, taking people into their homes, giving them life, giving them food, giving them shelter, giving them clothing. They're not related. I could go on and on about examples in this church. People taking each other in, being family. I just hope that we see that's not a North River slogan. To walk the way of Jesus together as his spiritual family, that's not a slogan. That's not just some statement. It's deeper than that. It's biblical. But you know what? If I'm Jesus, I go, okay, Mary thought I was crazy for my religious faith. That didn't make me feel good. She tried to call me out in front of all those people, try to get me to leave. I got hurt. John could be, Jesus could be like, and John, look at this dude. And the time I needed him most, he deserted me and fled. He's kind of like cowardly. He's got character issues. You know what? He's not perfect, and neither is my mom. But guess what? That ain't the criteria. Now one of us is perfect. We all got problems. We all broken. We messed up. We got our issues. We gonna hurt each other. But in the family of Jesus, at some point, don't you have to look at these moments and go, you know what? I gotta be willing to love and forgive, because that's my brother. That's my sister. And I'm hurt, but I'm going to talk about it. We're going to get through it together. I just hope that we can see the beauty of this, the challenge of it. But this is what the church is all about. And I hope we can lean into this, step into it. Jeff, what is the direction of the church? Lots of people are retiring, and what are we going to do? What's the direction here? Are we life stages? You know what, man? I ain't got all the answers, but I can tell you what. We better act like family, or we ain't going to make it. Yeah, but I got a lot of issues. A lot of people. I know I got a lot of issues with some of y'all. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Y'all got issues with me. Amen. I mean, so that's an excuse that we can't figure it out? Some of y'all invested decades into the faith. So, you know what? We need the mature people to stand up and be family and show us how to do it. And put that expectation out there. And let's not get caught in the weeds of all of the ministry, this and that. Look at somebody, and if they made the same commitment to follow Jesus, got baptized, and came out that water, then that's your family. And you got to fight for family, man. You got to fight for it. You got to have hard talks sometimes. You got to cry some tears, and you might get a little mad, walk away, come back again, talk about it some more. But man, that's who we got to be. I ain't got all the answers for every single thing about where the church is headed. But we doggone sure better be like this. Let's pray. Father, we're trying to really slow down and take in these words that were recorded for us that express the good news, the message of Jesus, the coming of the kingdom. And we see the nature of family. I pray that we can remember this about Jesus right now, that we can remember the teachings that he gave us and the way he modeled it, even right before he breathed his last breath, expressing the type of relationships that we can have when we devote ourselves to him. I pray when we take this body, we don't take it lightly, that this bread, that we take it into our bodies with gratitude for Jesus hanging on that cross for us. And when we drink of this juice, we remember the blood he shed. It was costly, but he was willing. And I pray that we can do that for each other as well, willing to do whatever it takes to commune, to connect, to be together. I pray we can love each other the way Jesus loved us to the very end. Help us, Lord, because we are weak and we are sheep. But we know that if we keep our eyes on you, we will be the family that you call us to be. And we pray in the name of Jesus as we honor him. Amen.